An all-female version of one of Shakespeare's most notoriously misogynistic comedies? Sign me up. Shakespeare's Two Gentlemen of Verona is one of three new shows to arrive on stage at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival this summer, joining seven others already playing in a total of three theaters in the tiny, impossibly pretty town of Ashland. Stay tuned for reviews of OSF's lavish unleashing of Sondheim's Into the Woods, a new stage adaptation of the beloved science fiction novel A Wrinkle in Time, and a dastardly good staging of the enjoyably upsetting history Richard III. But today, let's talk about men behaving badly. Two Gentlemen of Verona is one of Shakespeare's early plays. People rarely do it, and some people will say that's because for a comedy, it's never very funny, but then either is Measure for Measure, and people do that one all the time. They do both have one thing in common. Women are not dealt with very well. The female characters subjected to rather unspeakable treatment from the men, with an expectation that, knowing their place, these women will just, you know, stay in their place. The story follows two friends, Valentine and Proteus, who each fall in love with different women, until Proteus meets Valentine's intended, throws over his own fiancée, and starts a plot to push his buddy out of the way so there is no competition. Women dress like boys, men act like boys, there is a band of lost gentlemen outlaws, and some very cruel behavior toward women, and even an attempted rape. Ha ha, Shakespeare. All ending, as Shakespeare comedies often do, with everybody repenting, forgiving each other, pairing up, and getting married, which, to a modern audience, makes the show more of a tragedy than a comedy, for the women, anyway. To make all of this a little less bad, director Sarah Rasmussen has done something incredibly bold. She's assembled a cast of women to play all the parts, including those of the men. By introducing some actual feminine energy into this masculine pissing match of a play, perhaps, the theory must have been, the men won't seem quite so piggish, and the women not quite so willing to settle for pigs. The result, unfortunately, is a surprisingly bland play. It turns out that Two Gentlemen of Verona's unpleasantness was the most interesting thing about it, and the gender bending in this version, except in a few cases, is just sort of confusing. Add to that the director's decision to cast the excellent K.T. Vogt, one of OSF Ensemble's best character actresses, in two different parts. She's excellent in both, but because one character appears in a very important comedy scene directly before the other character appears in an important dramatic scene with a lengthy costume change between, the first scene is plopped down right in the middle of the intermission. Stop your wine drinking, people. You folks in the restroom line, drop everything and rush back in here because here's a really funny scene. Okay, all done. Now go back to your lines, but be back here because Act 2 starts in 5 minutes. I don't know. Maybe it looked feasible on paper. It's just weird. Anyway, the disappointing truth is that Two Gentlemen, for all the inventiveness and chance-taking the cast and director were willing to throw at it, still turns out to be, well, disappointing. The Oregon Shakespeare Festival runs Tuesday through Sunday through October. Times and prices vary. For information about the full lineup of 11 shows, visit osfashland.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.